But the word of God for you this morning is a word that God has spoken to my heart, and the word is release. Release. That's all I could understand. I don't know if God will end up enlarging it in your own spirit. But when I began to speak to us last week that God spoke over our church, Psalm 125, he said to us, he spoke at the beginning of the year that our church would be, I'll read it to you, Psalm 125, 23, 24. It says, "For those who trust in the Lord, you are like Mount Zion. You cannot be moved. You will abide forever. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord will surround his people from this time forevermore." And I began to teach that the word that what God spoke about, trusting the Lord from Mount Zion, it's a place that is unshakable, that's unmovable, that it's steadfast, that it's going to stay there until God has fully shown his glory in that place. But the scripture that God gave me is this, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 30, chapter 27, verse 21. The word release. You know, we're speaking over our church about the season of, we declared this fast to be a place where the atmosphere shifts. We're believing that each one of you individually, as you walk into things this year in 2019, that you have the power to shift the atmosphere in there. See, when the day of Pentecost happened in Acts chapter 2, we are known as Pentecostals because we are believing of what happened in Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, the room that they were in was the same room that they met every single week. But what changed on that day was that they had did an atmosphere shift. They prayed like they'd never prayed before. They began to shift the atmosphere because they just felt that God had left them. So they were interceding to say, "God, what is this Holy Spirit that we are supposed to wait upon?" And they waited fervently. They never left until the move of God happened. That's what an atmosphere shift is. And from that day on, Pentecost has happened. We live under that atmosphere shift that happened. So things aren't shifting. The room doesn't shift. You shift within the room. You change the atmosphere by the power and authority that you bring into that room. Matthew chapter 27, verse 21. "And the governor said to them," this is when Jesus is about to be crucified. Pilate brings out Barnabas. And he says to the people, "Which of these two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barnabas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who you called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." The moment that Jesus went before the people, his own people, he stood there and Pilate said to them, "Here's Barnabas and here's Jesus." He waited for the people to speak up and he said, "Which of these two do you want me to release?" The option is yours. What do you want me to release to you? The word release means to remove it from its confinement. Release means to remove it from its confinement. In the Greek, it actually means the word to loosen it. For us to release something, we need to loosen it. This morning, I want to tell us that we need to loosen some strongholds in our life this morning. We need to release them in the name of Jesus. He said, "Which of these two do you want me to release?" And Jesus' own people said, "Release Barnabas." And then they said, "So what do you want me to do with Christ?" Because Pilate stood before the people going, "What do you want me to do?" Because at the end of the day, he's an innocent man. And he's your Christ. They said, "Crucify him." This fast is releasing the truth, speaking the promises of God into our situation, filling up the space where the enemy comes, coming and filling up those atmospheres that he thinks he has power from. Some of us left 2018 in the physical realm, but your mind, your circumstances are living in the same challenges, the same fears, the same doubts, and the same worries. You physically came up with us and you made the change over to 2019. But if I do a rundown of your thought pattern about your lifestyle, this is a season. This week we're about to enter says that everybody who did New Year's resolutions, everyone who sits there and spends a whole week putting on New Year's, if they're going to stop, they're going to stop this week. People get back into the monotony of life this week it happens. Happens in the first week of February where we begin to let down our guard, it's not going to change. Those who started diets, the biggest membership increase for the gym is in January. The slowest time in the gym is February because people have already given up. Isn't that amazing how human nature works? But some of us have done exactly the same. We left 2018 with the rest of the world, but nothing is changing in our mind. But I want to speak to you this morning. It's time to release it. Release from the grip that it's had over you. By fasting, let me tell you this, you suffocate its power. I'll say that again. By fasting, you suffocate its power. But releasing the promises of God will actually kill it. Can I hear a mighty amen? I'll say that again. By fasting, you'll suffocate the power and the grip that it has on you. But releasing, that is why in your fasting pack, we say to you, declare a truth about God. Because when you begin to release the truth about God, the promises of God, that is when you kill it. And you remain in a place where God has taken freedom over it. Because let me show you why so many of us can't have a breakthrough. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, this is what the Bible says. Jesus was speaking here. He was giving a description why so many people cannot have a breakthrough in their life. Why so many people try this over and over. They get to jail, I'm going to do it different, I'm going to change it. And then by February, it's all back in the same place. Let me tell you why. It's biblical. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45, it says, when an evil spirit leaves a person, what's an evil spirit? Depression, hardship, brokenness, loneliness, everything that's not of God is evil. Is that easy to understand? I don't know what evil is. Everything that is not in alignment with the word of God is evil. Everything that doesn't say that you are great, that God is going to use you, that God has got destiny and purpose, everything else comes from an evil spirit. When an evil spirit leaves a person, this is on the assumption that it leaves, Jesus said, it goes into a desert seeking to find rest, but it finds none. This happens right now. Then it says, the evil spirit says, I will return to the person that I came from. When the evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert. We break it. We break it in the name of Jesus. It goes. It's gone. It's finished. It's over. It goes into the desert, finding rest, but it finds none. Then it says, I will return to the person I came from. Why are you asking why depression come back? Because it's come straight back to you. But listen up. So it returns and it finds its former home empty because you removed it, you broke it, you loosened it, you released it, you killed it. I find the former home empty, swept in order, cleaned. Verse 45. Then the spirit finds another seven. Come on, are you here, ICC? Seven. Then the spirit, the evil spirit that left, went to the desert, found nothing, came back to the life, finds the house empty, swept in order. The spirit finds seven other spirits, listen, more evil than itself. And they all enter the person and live there. Don't visit, don't come and go. They live there. And so the person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation. Take a deep breath. How does generational curses continue? Because of this. Because we do not stop it when it comes. When an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the, it leaves because in the name of Jesus, it needs to leave. It goes to look for rest, but it will not find it. How great is God that he actually tells us the pathetic plans of the enemy? Says he's going to go to the desert. There's nothing for him in the desert. So he's going to come back to you. Then when it says, I will return to the same person, he's not just going to go to you, but when he comes back to you, he will come back with seven more evil spirits. And they will enter the person and they will live there. And that person will be worse off than before. That is why we go straight back to our old habits. But not only do we go back to our old habits, it's worse. First, we were seeing a psychologist and a counselor for our depression and our hardships. Now we're on the brink of a doorstep going into a psychotic ward. But you did everything right. But now everything's worse. You tried everything you could. You gave it to God. You went to the altar call. You gave it to God. You left it there. But when the enemy came back, the house was still empty. That is what this fasting does. When we speak to you in this fasting, it says this. It says, declare a truth about God and bring a supporting scripture. Speak the truth of God. Fill the atmosphere of your house with the scriptures of the word of God. So then when the enemy comes back to bring in seven more evil spirits of depression, it confronts the knowing scripture that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Are you here with me, ICC? So it will come with all of its forces. It will come with even greater power. It will come with even greater force. But what it's going to encounter is an atmosphere shift. And the house is no longer empty, but it is filled with the promises of God. That is why we say, declare a truth about God and then find the scripture to support it. I don't know the word of God. Get a Google. What does God say about me having strength? Come on, ICC, are you here? That's how easy it is. Do you know how many times I've used Google this week just to find a scripture because my head has been in all different places? Google, tell me where, because Google knows God too, amen? Actually, he doesn't. I've got a thing to show, but he doesn't. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But the thing is, the enemy can come in and bring seven more spirits, evil spirits, and release itself because there's nothing in that house anymore. You haven't filled it up with the presence of God. You haven't filled it up with the truth of God. You haven't filled it up with the promises that God has said to you. Your prophetic words are in there. So the enemy has freedom. And not only freedom, he brings seven more in. When you bring those promises, or when you declare them, when you promise, when you bring out those promises and you become aligned with them, when he comes, he's going to come to a full house. And not only that, the atmosphere is changed and it's occupied with the truth of God. That is why on the very first page, it tells you how to prepare for a fast. It tells you prepare. Get those worship tapes out. Get those worship music out. Get yourself ready to fill that in. Because while I'm dealing with the hardships and the headaches and the detoxing or whatever I'm doing, I've got an atmosphere happening where I don't have to think about it because the worship is being released into my life. Can someone give me a mighty amen? Who knows that when I've got the worship playing in my house and I'm not even thinking about the song, I'm not even hearing it, all of a sudden through my worship, through I'm just talking to God or whatever, I start to sing what the worship starts to sing. Atmosphere shit, and I can stop because things are breaking in my life. Amen. That's how easy it is to fill the house. So when the enemy comes towards you and he wants to bring seven more evil spirits in, it's full. There's nothing else you can bring in here. You've been living in these cycles of depression, cycles of low self-esteem, cycles of hopelessness. But in 2019, break them. And fill it with the presence of God. Fill it with the presence of God. Fill it with the presence of God. Why did God declare the Sabbath to be about him? Because he said every 7 days you're going to need to reset yourself. He said you go to the world, you go work your butt off if that's what you want to do. You go do whatever you want to do, but on the seventh day come and reset yourself. That's what church is about. Church is not about having a building and attendance list. Church is about resetting yourself. As you sat in this place, as you heard communion, such a powerful, you sat there and you said, you're going to walk out. I've got to trust God more this week. Just a statement from a 5-10 minute presentation. You've resetted your thinking and you said, I've got to trust God this week. That's what church is doing. The presence of worship wasn't about for us to just be able to stand here and feel it, but it was telling us to move in the direction where God is calling us. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my Maker. You are a promise keeper. That is who you are. I'm resetting who I am in the name of Jesus. That is why Sunday is so powerful for our life. And guess what the enemy did? He put double pay on a Sunday. That's how pathetic he is. But I do have to work on a Sunday for double pay, because if my finances aren't in God, I do need to go work out how to do it some other way. Are you here with me, ICC? I don't have to get a double pay because my God is my Jehovah Jireh. My God is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. So enemy, you can bring in triple the pay, quadruple it. You still don't make me lose what is important to me. But I want to show you something with the little time I have left. This journey, this fasting, is threefold. There's three parts to your chapters. There's three parts. There's a reveal, a prepare, and a release. There is a reveal moment, there's a prepare situation, and there's a release. All these three build to the moment of your breakthrough. You are believing for everything that you've got in this fast, everything that you've got in your world, is in three parts. And they all play their distinctive roles in you giving your testimony within the next few months. Next testimony you're about to hear is one amazing testimony where God is faithful. Narelle gave you her testimony, but do you know what I wanted to add to Narelle's testimony? The day she had the accident, which was a very big accident, by God's grace, he protected her. And though that, but do you know where she was going at 7 a.m? She was coming because we as a worship team were going to go to minister to a women's conference. And as she came, we were all waiting for her to come so we could go together. And I said to her, do you want to stay back? And she said, no, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. And she began to lead worship for the next 3 days for other women while she's sitting there terrified in fear, going, not knowing what's going to do. That is why a year later plus, no, it's not a year yet, May will be the year, she stands and gives a testimony because God is faithful. Because you can let the situation consume you, or you can say, I get what's going happen is happening in the natural, but I'm a worship leader by nature, and that is where I will have my release. So it's threefold: reveal, preparation, and release. The only way I could think about it is I heard this example from someone else, so I'm stealing it from someone else. It's the iPhone example. Who has an iPhone? There's an altar call at the end of service. I will pray for you. Now, I know that there's another theory in this, but the iPhone is an apple. It has a bite out of it. It's the demonic thing. Yeah, that's my statement. Oh, the Android people, we got it. We're going, we're good. We don't have that into our life. Amen. But I will give you, because I couldn't find the Samsung version of this, I'm going to give you the iPhone example. This is what happened. On January 9th on 2007, Steve Jobs stood up on a stage and introduced a device never seen before in this world. He said that this device would redefine our technology as known to mankind. He called it the iPhone. On the 9th of January of 2007, Steve Jobs revealed an iPhone. But it wasn't released till the 29th of June that year. So I want to tell you, there was a reveal, but it was not released. There was a reveal of what was yet to come, but it was not released on that day. There was a reveal, I want to tell you, I'm going to change what's happening. I'm going to tell you your life as known today with technology is going to change. There's a picture of a computer. He said, this is how big I'm going to make it. It's going to stand in your hand. He began to speak, but all he did on that day was showed people images. He didn't even give them something tangible to look at. He just showed something that it would look like. Do you know when God says that I will give you visions, he's giving you a reveal of what is yet to happen in your life. He's just saying, Mirella, can you trust me? Mirella, can you trust me? I'm going to give you a breakthrough. Mirella, can you trust me? I'm going to give you these promises. But at the moment, all you have in your fasting path is a reveal of the promises of God. Yes, I see. Amen? But I want to show you the third picture. This picture is of people lining up for days for a release date. They hadn't held it. They hadn't played with it. They hadn't experienced. They hadn't even seen it in real life yet. But these kind of people gave up their whole entire work to go and line up on something that was revealed to them. At this point, they are camping out for days on end on just something that Steve Jobs had talked about. They didn't have anything real in their hands. Steve Jobs had just spoken about it. But then he said, one day I'm going to release it. Let me just tell you something. They trusted Steve Jobs for a word that he just spoke about. People did this all over the world. They left their jobs to go camp out in front of the shop that it was going to be released in. People left their families for weeks to go camp out so that they wouldn't miss out. Some people flew internationally to go to the US to be there on the release date, on the revealed release date. Can I tell you some other things when I Googled this? I'll remove the country that it happens in. A man from the Middle East put a condition on his iPhone 6 as a dowry for the groom to marry off his sister. It was a dowry. That's a promise. A Chinese boy sold his kidney for money for the iPhone. A Chinese boy sold his kidney to help pay for his iPhone. Another couple, listen to this, another couple sold their newborn daughter to pay for the price of the iPhone. They placed an ad before the birth of their daughter about their willingness to sell her at the same price that the iPhone would cost them. They were arrested, by the way. But an ad in 2015 promising to provide required money to buy an iPhone in exchange for donations of sperm. A student at a university put up an ad that they could spend time with his girlfriend to raise money to buy an iPhone in 2014, and he would let other people wine and dine her, talk to her in exchange for money. And all he did was reveal something. But yet, thousands upon thousands upon thousands believed him at his word. In this fast, God is going to reveal some things to you. And the biggest challenge that you face is that you don't take God for his word. God said he's going to give me this. God said he's going to speak this to me. God said he's going to move this. God said he's going to shift this. God said he's going to release this, but nothing's happening. It's been 12 months. I've prayed for this before. God revealed he's going to bring you into a business. But what is the next chapter after reveal happens? Time to prepare. When the people were taking time off work, they were preparing for it. When they were leaving their families, they were making preparation for it. God has given you a vision that you're a strong, dynamic woman. So in this season of preparation, you need to be filling your mind with the word of God, God's truth. So when the enemy comes to tear you down again, he has no access because he's full with the promises of God. He comes towards you because let me tell you, he's going to come towards you and he's going to tell you that nothing has changed, nothing is a difference. But you need to say, you don't understand, enemy. I know that I've got to reveal what God is going to do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start prepared. Because let me tell you something, ICC. For every reveal God has got you, he's got a release date happening in Jesus' name. Can someone give me a mighty amen? We believe amen, but we struggle to believe God for his truth. Time to walk out of these insecurities and begin to walk in confidence. Time to walk out of depression and anxiety and hopelessness and walk into prosperity, strength, and favor. God will reveal to you the promise. You need to get excited for what God wants to release in your life. And I've spoken about this before. We are so focused about meeting our Proverbs 31 chapter woman. We're so anxious about meeting the promise. We're saying, God, give me a Proverbs 31 woman. God, provide me with a wife. Because the Bible says that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. And we start to read the scriptures and we get so anxious about it. But let me tell you, there's 30 chapters before Proverbs 31. Are you here with me, church? There's 30 chapters telling on you how to prepare for your Proverbs 31 wife that's coming. Can someone give me an idea? Amen. God says, believe for a Proverbs 31 wife. Believe that you've been given a Proverbs 31 wife. Begin to believe that God is going to bring it or you already have it. He's revealed that to you. God has given you a reveal that you are going to be blessed with a Proverbs 31 woman. That is coming. But for 30 chapters after, for 30 chapters before it, sorry, it tells you to prepare for your obedience, prepare with sacrifice, prepare with humility, prepare with perseverance, your attitude, your character, your sacrifice, your strength. Prepare for the woman that God is about to bring to you. Can someone give me a mighty amen? We want the reveal and we want the release at the same time. No, God says, I want you to prepare so that you can sustain all that I want to give you in the name of Jesus. I want you to prepare so you can see the favor of God come to pass. You need to prepare to see God come and bring it. I'm believing that God is going to provide me with a great man of God, with a great woman of God. And this is what I'm going to do to show you, God, that I'm ready for you to release it. I'm going to move in that. I'm fasting for this. God, I'm believing for a breakthrough for this. I'm fasting for it. I'm going to declare it every single day for the next 21 days. I'm going to prepare for it. I'm going to fill my house. So when the enemy comes, because he will come again, it will be broken. It will be filled. Prepare. The 31, Proverbs 31 girl is coming, but there are 30 chapters to read about her on how you and I can prepare. God is a revealing God. Your family will be saved. Your body will be completely. What Lorenzo did here this morning was so powerful as we spoke the truth of God. Your body will be completely healed. You will walk in extravagant favor. You will see your family restored. You will see your marriage come to pass. But you are sitting and waiting. In turn, we are fighting the frustration of waiting instead of asking God. You know, I got challenged halfway through this fast. As I began to prepare for the fast, I said, God, this is what I feel to fast. And a few days into it, he said to me, did you ask me what I wanted you to fast about? Because I know that I've got a shopping list of stuff that I wanted to give to God. But I know that if I hear from God what he wants me to fast, it's because he knows what he wants to reveal. And I don't need to worry about my shopping list of stuff. So I ask you, maybe I'm part of end of week one or for those who are starting, whatever it is. Did you ask God what he wants you to fast about? God, what do I need to be doing for you to release this? You've revealed it to me. What do I need to do now in the season of preparation for you to release it? Pilate said, who will I release? Who will I loose from its bondage? What it needs to leave your life for good, for God to release what he has spoken. Pilate said, who will I release? Who will I loose from this bondage? What is leaving your life for God to release what he has spoken? What needs to leave your life? Does gossip need to leave? Does forgiveness need to come in? For God to release what he has already revealed to you. At the beginning, you're going to be filled with a lot of reveals from God. God will reveal it. And the next 21 days, you are going to set things in motion to prepare for it. And in this time, God will speak to you. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, it says this, turn to me with your fasting. Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with your whole heart, with fasting. with weeping and with mourning. And verse 25 then says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. So that is for the person who's been saying to me, I've done this before. You have a fasting pack. I want to tell you this. Joel chapter 2 verse 25 says, I will restore all the years that you prayed for this. For everything you've been praying for years and years and years, God said, I will restore to you the years. The years. So can I tell you, if it's not released, God's still working on it. While Steve Jobs revealed the iPhone, he did not release it because he continued to work on it. He continued to make changes, bring it to its place of excellence, so that when it was yours, it would be all that he'd promised it would be. He worked on it for months and months and months. He gave a spoken word, a promise of what it could do, how it could change your life, how it was going to be the greatest thing known. But then he continued to work on it, tweak it, make it different, change it to make sure it was perfect for when it came into your hands. And that is why you and I keep going back and buying the same thing, because we can rely on something that we've now experienced. So God wants to give you opportunities to experience his testimonies, his favor, his authority. If God has revealed it, every reveal is attached to a release date. Every reveal is attached to a release date.